talking about the factors that no one really has pushed in the mainstream press to let people know about what could have happened on September 11th. I mean, this stuff is, you know, right here in your face, you know, and this is 2007, and we're just getting this information, and not on the mainstream press. I'm going to bring Dr. Alfred Weber on. Alfred, are you there? Thank you very much for bringing everybody together here. This is a wonderful show. Alfred, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Alfred.
Right, Dan, this is a fascinating show. I call it because all of us, Dr. Wood, Dr. Reynolds, Loren Murray, and myself were speakers at a breakthrough conference, the Madison 9/11 Scholars Conference, which was produced by the founder of Scholars for 9/11 Truth, Professor Jim Fetzer. And what I call this is a new paradigm for 9/11, an actual new world view of what occurred there, and a very advanced, whatever the exact form of warfare that took place, And there are various models that are coming in. Some people say it's future combat systems. It's a very advanced form of warfare. And so that not only is it an inside job, but it's an inside job, say, at the most advanced levels of DARPA, at the most advanced cutting edge of the military establishment of the United States, or, you know, even of a higher military network that may exist. And so from my end of things as an attorney having brought together over the past several years the 9/11 Independent Prosecutor Act, which we have brought to the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Representative John Conyers. He hasn't chosen to introduce it yet. That would, under Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution, which is the treason article, that would appoint an independent prosecutor to prosecute treason against the then-sitting president, vice president, and Secretary of Defense of the United States, and other John and Jane Doe's, for having carried out this false flag operation. Because if you analyze their movements and the chain of command of the commander-in-chief, this sophisticated operation could only have taken place under the aegis of the sitting president, George W. Bush, the sitting vice president, Richard B. Cheney, and the sitting Secretary of Defense, Donald H. Rumsfeld. Since the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, John B. Conyers, in two meetings we had with his high-ranking staff members, he's reviewed the 50-page memorandum in support of the 9/11 Independent Prosecutor Act. We now, at the Vancouver 9/11 conference, announced a Citizens 9/11 War Crimes Tribunal under the jurisdiction of the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal, on which I am privileged to serve as a judge. And so in that tradition, it's extremely gratifying to hear this presentation of evidence by individuals who would qualify as expert witnesses, namely Dr. Judy Wood.
Well, I have to stop you here because we're going to break, and we'll be right back again with this broadcast on September 11th, 2001.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, You should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, we're back. And I just don't want to waste any time here because this is just amazing. I have to have Dr. Judy Wood back on, also Professor Reynolds and Loren and Alfred, because there's enough material here that the public really needs to look at. There is a situation with this powder. It doesn't make any type of sense, and the heat signatures that were being reported in the press, this doesn't really make any sense either. And the thing is, I wanted to go into the level of these new weapons that they had, these Star War technology weapons. People heard about Star War weapons, but to understand them is another whole thing. But before I go to that, I want to mention, too, now, since September 11th up to now, there was enough of physical evidence that remained in the area. There should have been collections of this material that we're looking at in these pictures, enough of that material so that a full-fledged investigation should have been launched. And those that held back on doing that are comparable, I would say, to acts of treason because, again, there is a situation that, again, people died in that incident. And it was also a day that they were doing a war game, let's say, between this country and alleged Canada and various other countries, a war game. Now, I'm mentioning this because I wanted to have the listeners kind of open your mind. There is actual evidence that this war game was going on. I had participated in the past in something, and I wanted to let people know this exists. when they do these war games, again, these people could have been in these planes, and then maybe they weren't. They could have been in a room somewhere as a participant in a panel to see what it would be like to be in a environment of a possible disaster. So we heard people on the telephones talking about plastic forks and knives and box cutters that were they were being terrorized on the plane. No explosive device mentioned. They were talking from phones that actually didn't exist, because the only phones that were available were ones that you had to use a credit card from, that was in the back of the seats of these planes. These people were allegedly piled up in the back tail section of planes, some of them. And it was reported that they were making all these statements up until the time of crash. Now, again, if that was going on and they were hearing it, I would allege and say that these people were elsewhere as a part of this so-called drill that they had perpetrated, and these people probably were somewhere else, not on alleged planes. Now, the other interesting factor, and again, I've had expert witnesses on. I'm a part of both Scholars for 9/11 and 9/11 Truth. Now, the issue is Giuliani. Giuliani owned a company along with the former police chief there in New York, and the company did cleanup for different things, disasters or whatever. They were involved also with the cleanup with the building with the anthrax incident. They took all that material and put it somewhere overseas. Same thing with the material in New York that was on the ground. It seemed as though it was bulldozered into areas, concrete was placed over it. Victims' families were trying to seek out the remains, and they refused to allow the remains proper burial. But all of it was thrown into an area, and concrete was placed over it. And other material was picked up and shipped out of this country. Again, that is basically hiding evidence, I would say, and I want you to have that in your mind. And also, if you don't believe me, it's there. There's information of that out there. And the thing is that if people are doing that, they are not doing the work for the city or the country. They are involved with something else far more devious. And I'm going back to Alfred, and I'm also going to Professor Reynolds, and I have questions to ask you on the legal issue of this matter. Now, because of the fact that there was enough evidence that supported that investigation back on the date of 2001, and there was an investigation that was launched, why is it seems as though it is impossible to get Congress and senators to do an act of investigation or an act of impeachment? And what takes right now, what does it take us to do to have the offices of the Congress and Senate operate on the behalf of the people that they represent? And I'm going to go to Professor Reynolds first and then Alfred.
Well, of course, people are believing that it would be career suicide to bring action that is based on the idea that 9/11 was an inside job, which is the truth, of course. So there's a lot of fear. We all know there would be what I call a constitutional crisis. Everything would be on the table. How did we get this far? How can the nation and its fundamental institutions be this corrupt? So it's the fear factor. I really believe a heavy majority of those in Washington, D.C., in positions of power, as well as the general public, knows that this 9/11 thing is just rotten through and through. But they're afraid to go there. I've got a family member, for example, I can remember explaining to him what was happening back in June 2005 when an article of mine caught some attention as being a Bush insider says 9/11 was an inside job. And my family member, I got about 30 seconds into the explanation, and he said, "I don't want to hear about it. End of story," right? So it's obvious why people are so reluctant to step forward.
Well, also on that same note too, it's very difficult for people to believe this stuff because, again, you know, we're trained in simplistic stuff. You know, we're looking at bombs, we're looking at things that we really can deal with, and this brings to the topic of the situation with the Star War weapons that they have. Now, going all the way back to the Reagan administration, when they started putting weaponry in outer space, and Alfred would know a lot about that, they had several satellites that were in there, and some of them had laser technology already installed in them. And I have information on my site about those, and Judy does as well. And one of them is the technology, isn't it called DEW? And I was wondering, Judy, can you tell us about these weapons that they have?
Means it's a weapon. Well, it's something that sends energy from point A to point B. It doesn't send an object like you know, kinetic energy weapons would. So it's energy, and it's used as a weapon. So I use it in the most general terms, directed energy weapons, but it's a whole host of things that really new high-tech gizmos from just causing, you know, crowd control, people hurt so they move over here so they don't feel as much pain, all the way to, as I call it, poofing a building is, you know, causing something to totally turn to dust.
So this would be on the level of microwave. Would it not, or is it a different type of weapon we're talking about?
The sky's the limit. If it's top secret, we can't limit what they have. We know there are microwaves. We know there are lasers. We know there's a lot of other things. And the thing that I have seen from the evidence of, you know, looking at the evidence, and I'm tickled to death at how you were able to look at the data, and from looking at the data, you can conclude for yourself something here isn't right that nothing else explains.
Yeah, I can look at it very quickly and see that this doesn't make sense because, again, I had a conversation to you earlier about the heat of basically taking a corpse and placing it in a machine to have it cremated. It's about, you know, 200-some-odd degrees, if I remember correctly. I have the actual number on the site. I can't, so much stuff I'm doing right now. But the thing is, people were coming up with half the heat of the sun, vaporization, and various other, you know, scenarios. But, again, if that occurred, when I saw these people walking through this powder, and I'm seeing the powder there, and I see paper that is not singed, not destroyed in perfect condition, and then I'm looking at trucks with like acid like burned, and then I'm looking at people walking in ground zero with coats on, and nobody during that time when they're right by ground zero seemed to be excruciating hot or showing effects of heat, except for the people that had these beet red faces, which is no explanation. Judy, you...
Well, there's a whole lot of things out there that it could be, and, you know, we can look at it further and further. There are things that can narrow it down, but for the things we do know, that it was not a kinetic energy weapon. Also, the buildings, you know, all the material didn't go funk on the bedrock because there would have been, you know, a humongous amount of damage.
Yeah, and there's a picture I'm looking at right now, lathering up. It's on 13, and it's actually movement. You can look at the picture, and you're seeing this stuff this coming upward, not coming from down, because there's smoke coming down, but this stuff is rising up. You know, it's like it's coming from the bottom going up instead of the opposite way. So it's amazing, to say the least. I'm going to break, and, you know, I'm going to look at all of this. A lot to digest, but it's the point that we need to look at, and we'll be back after this break.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line-out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, we're back. Late night with Deanne on RBN live here. We're here with some of the most extraordinary researchers, Dr. Judy Wood, Professor Reynolds, and Alfred Weber, and Loren Marais. Loren left the program right now, but I wanted to bring up another thing for you to listeners to understand as well. It happened on September 11th. They don't talk about the helicopters that were out there on that day. To my knowledge, it was at least 2 to 3. One helicopter was with NBC, and the other one landed on top of building either 1 or 2, and they came down, 13 men, from the roof to try to put out the fire. Now, the issue that is interesting is that those men went back into the helicopter and took off, and then people from various floors decided to go up onto the roof, hoping that the helicopter would come back. Anyway, the helicopter never returned. And then there were no pictures ever again of these helicopters, nothing except for what I have on my site from NBC News that I got from somewhere else, and you can see the NBC helicopter that was there. Now, I want to ask someone here to find out if any of you know anything about these helicopters that were out on that day.
It landed on the roof this time. I know that in 1993, they evacuated people through the roof. But it was my understanding, of course, this is all hearsay because I didn't witness it myself, And as we know, this is 9/11 was a psyop through and through, and we're given all sorts of fake trails to follow. And who knows what the truth is, but I didn't see any people on the roof in any pictures that I've seen. I've seen thousands of pictures, literally. I also heard reports that they locked the doors to the roof.
Well, the situation in these tall, high-rise office buildings, I worked in Sears Tower. I worked in a Standard Oil building on 67th floor, and Sears Tower is on 83. Up until maybe a few years ago, all of the buildings, their stairwells up until the first floor were locked because of alleged rapes and people being attacked in these buildings. So the only places that you were allowed to come out would be on the main floor. So all the floors in between down were locked, and the ones above floors were locked, and it had to have been an engineer with a key to unlock those floors unless you knocked on those doors, and somebody could come to open the door for you. And that, like I said, stopped after the 2005 incident that happened in Chicago at 69 West Washington, when that building hit a blaze and many people had died because they couldn't get into the stairwells. They started opening stairwells up. So that, you know, equation, and you're right about that, Judy. How did they, if they went up the stairs, how would they get on the roof if they couldn't get through the door?
Well, the door to the roof. That...
Yes, but all the doors were locked. All through the country they did that because of the situation of impending danger for people to come on to the stairwells because people were getting raped. There was a major lawsuit filed in Illinois because of a woman being raped in one of the stairwells, and they started locking all the stairwells in these buildings to prevent it.
What I found with 9/11, as I said, it was a major psyop.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of stories out there, and I call them Easter eggs, like an Easter egg hunt set up for a three-year-old, where they think they've really found something, but it's laying out there for them to find. And, you know, like Larry Silverstein's Pullet remark, or there's several folks who, on 9/11, said, oh, that looks like a controlled demolition. And then they retract it later, and then, you know, there's this rumor that they got paid lots of money for retracting it. Oh, so it must have been true. And there's various Easter eggs like that for people to follow to control the truth movement or the questioning.
Now, there's another point that I had brought up, and I'm going to ask you, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, because, again, since September 11, we've been working on this nonstop, like all of you, because I was involved. I'm a whistleblower from Illinois. And one of the things that I had found is that there was a parallel scenario that was going on in various other states with these alleged mock people that they were claiming were Islamic terrorists, and they were not what you would think. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you on this issue of what happened in the World Trade Center, is there anyone that knows the situation of the health concern? Loren had said that there was possibility of, in fact, he said there was Geiger kind of readings of high-level doses of radiation from, like, DUs. Now, if that is combined with asbestos, lead, and who knows whatever was used as a weapon, and in this cloud of mess people were breathing in, would that not cause some type of other level of a disease that would be very dangerous?
That's very good thinking. You're a good scientist here. if you noticed, we got as far as the dust, you know, comes out of the sky, hits the ground, and then it keeps breaking down to smaller and smaller parts.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen to somebody who inhales that dust that's breaking down into smaller and finer parts?
Right, inside their body. And that's another thing that I had brought up. I think I'm going to break. I'll be right back after this break. I got to a very good point, and We'll be right back, and I'll remember what I'm going to say. We're on RBN and the Amber.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Hi, we're back, and we're here talking about September 11th in more detail about possibilities of what happened. We're here with Dr. Judy Woods and Professor Reynolds, and we also have Alfred Weber. And there was so much of this material that people inhaled. It was material that no one understands or has any idea what it could be. It was actually not nanoparticles, from what I'm seeing. I might be wrong when I ask my guests that. But if they inhaled this type of particle, now, going back to lung diseases and things like that. Now, we had one gentleman we heard of, but there was one in Illinois that they talked about very briefly and covered up. But there is a XDR, or maybe XDTR, tuberculosis level of a disease that has no cure. It's a high level and highly contagious. Now, the gentleman that I'm talking about it was a lawyer, and they claimed that he was not as bad as they claim. But the thing was, there was a heightened alert because of the fact that they had found out that he had been traveling with this condition. Now, I don't know where he was in, what area, and I've been researching it because that's what I do. I track things. And the whole issue is that this level of tuberculosis that they're talking about just sprung up not too long ago. Now, it could be from a condition that is being rendered from people that inhaled material there in New York. And I know that this is out of your specialty, but I just wanted to, you know, find out if you knew anything about this, Dr. Judy.
Well, I do notice, you know, physical evidence. And there's a picture I called the slot picture on the dirt page, too. Remember with the guy slumped down on the ground, another one holding his nose, and you see various things going on in that picture, that it really appeared that if somebody ran into one of those fuzzy blobs, that he just, like, you know, wiped him out. And maybe the stuff dissipates and it isn't quite as strong later. But even if the particles are breaking down finer and finer, I mean, they get down so fine that they're smaller than, you know, blood cells. And they get inhaled, they're in the bloodstream, and they're not normal. And the body isn't designed to process those things.
Right, and it could be, you know, similar to somebody suffocating an ant or something, you know, with chemicals, because you don't know what these chemicals are, because they removed them and put dirt over them and compromise whatever it is. And that's another thing, too, with these remains. You know, people were telling me about, oh, they were finding the so-and-so's remains, Muhammad Atta and stuff like this, and they found this and that and the other. Now, if the building vaporized, there would be no remains. If there was a situation of the amount of jet fuel in that kind of contained area, there shouldn't be any remains other than maybe bone fragment. If that is the case, but what we're looking at is possibly another type of element that was used. And then the other thing, too, in order to do any DNA testing or strain, you have to have a point of reference. And that means that you have to have someone that is of a family member or someone of that same person's genetic makeup to take that strain and compare it to. And also, these people are coming up with, oh, this guy is this one, and we found this. And I just wanted to find out, had you heard anything about these situations with the alleged remains that they were finding on the ground or whatever?
Well, the one that hit me, this is within a week of 9/11, or maybe within 2 weeks, when they're talking about how, you know, the plane was gone, completely vaporized or whatever their story was. But all the bodies went to Dover, Delaware, to get identified by their DNA. Now, did they, you know, my question was, did they figure out whose DNA these hijackers were?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, I was told that they were using code words like Muhammad for these people that were a fake Islamic terrorist that they were using for whatever they were doing. But the thing is that in order to find out who Muhammad Atta is in DNA, you have to have a relative or somebody or blood or some type of stuff. And if he did not, if his remains was in powder form, the only thing that they can pull from the powder might be whether or not is human protein in it, or maybe a possibility of other material protein, depending how fine the powder is. And we're looking at very small nanoparticles, for, you know, I may be using the wrong term, that's laying on the ground, and I didn't see any physical remains. Did anybody see any remains of these alleged bodies or anything?
Nor was there any remains of the plane that they alleged did something. So,
well, they said there was the engine on the ground, but then again, there should have been parts of the plane. How do you get from the body of the plane and then you have a solid mass in the middle if there was this heat signature that is beyond reality? You know, those things to me just do not make sense. That's why I, you know, though people have said things, you know, about your work and about Professor Reynolds and what Alfred's been doing and Loren and stuff like that, the bottom line is that, as I said before, it makes no sense Now, Lazarus, until I saw these pictures, I didn't see these before. I had known and I had talked to people where they were saying there were detonation charges placed on different floors in the building. But when I started looking at this powder, I had never seen anything like that. And these colors and these weird things and the trucks of... I want to ask one other question, too, to find out if you know of anything like that. When this thing happened, did anyone say that the power went out, the cars wouldn't start, or anything like that happened in New York? Has anybody heard anything like that?
I've got pictures right after it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell it's a red light down at the end of the street, or a green traffic light. You know, the light's changing. So the traffic lights worked.
So it couldn't have been that. I don't know. It's just amazing. Now, I want to ask John, John Alstasis, do you have any questions here of our panel? John, are you there?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions of our panel?
Well, as far as the nanoparticles of the planes, you know, did we see the plane? Did we not see the plane? I don't know. it's like overwhelming, I guess. I'm just looking at these pictures and whatnot, and it's like I don't have it's factual information, but I thought I had factual information when I had the video of the plane hitting the building. And I've had some things happen to me that I can't explain. You know, you may think it's kind of crazy or whatever, but it's like 9/11 or the IRS chasing me right now. And my barn caved in twice. We put it back up, and the very next year it caves in again. And 10 minutes before it caved in, I took a picture of it. And I said, oh, geez, the snow will be coming off. They have kind of a warm day. And I said, there wasn't that much snow on there, so I felt very confident that my building would be up. Well, 10 minutes later, the building caved in again. And I had stray voltage at my farm, which wasn't there initially when we had the farm first built. And I have things like disappear on me and then all of a sudden reappear on me. I challenge my mind.
I have a web page that you might like to look at. It's about cause stalking. Something that apparently is pretty prevalent to make people think that they're going nuts.
Right.
There's all these things they can do to somebody and make them think that they're going nuts.
They have, you know, these sound frequency waves that they use that was tested in the Philippines. They have EMF, various other levels of sound frequency under and above ground. And they can triangulate, and I would say, I'm not sure of this, but I'm still looking at it, but they know our genetic makeup. When you go to the hospital, they have most of your genetic material. That's where they have the DNA, you know, right there. In the hospital, they can, you know, grab your DNA information. So is it possible to have weapons that can match your genetic code and by sound frequency disrupt you?
Well, it's like I have they call it pendonitis of the ear. And from other forces, I've learned, suppose the frequency that I'm hearing all the time is God's frequency. Now, is that true, or is it they're distorting my mind? And, you know, but there's so many things that are going on. It's like I really, I'm just watching the chemtrails today, for instance. It was clear in my mind what was going on, yet my younger boys were working outside all day today, and I pointed it out, and they kind of like are irritated with me because it don't really happen that way. The heck it doesn't. It's just what's going on around us, and you just have to pay attention.
Well, see, the whole thing is right now, it's like smoke and mirrors. You know, and this is the big thing, too. I'm going to go back to Alfred here because, again, I need to do programs with each one of these wonderful panel members, one by one, because it's so much that they, you know, Dr. Reynolds, Professor Reynolds needs to come on because there's a lot I want to ask him, and even 3 hours isn't enough here. And the issue is, again, we're looking at an operation that took a long time to put together, And there were various components, and it could not have been done mainly from outside. It was an inside mechanism to put those planes and everybody in such a tight spot so this thing would happen and operate very well. Now, while we're looking at this, and this is the fear that I have, again, we have enough evidence from what we're looking at in the pictures of from Dr. Judy Wood, evidence from Professor Reynolds, and material from Alfred Weber, and we have enough information here that should have been prosecuted, been heard in court, and tried a long time ago. And the thing is that and some of these people that have been involved have been running for other offices and winning. And being and also running for current presidential offices now that should be scrutinized over this. If somebody stole a loaf of bread, I've been saying that, they'll get time in jail. Some people, there's a guy out here who got 30 years to life for little or nothing. This is a major conspiracy to compromise the well-being of the people here in the United States.
Aiding and abetting, even if they didn't pull it off, they're aiding and abetting.
Yes, and again, if you are a witness to a crime, I used to work in the circuit court. I worked for a law firm. I worked for one of the largest laboratories in this area, and I worked in various other fields over 30-some years. And the thing is that if you are in a situation, you've got one person witnessing a crime, and they're there, and they don't say anything, it's accomplished, and they can be also held and tried. And the thing is that we have a bunch of accomplices, and the thing is that they are above the law. And this is one question I have again for Professor Reynolds here. Is there anything that the professors in the universities that are the head of these law schools that are involved with the Bar Association can do to make these courts render proper decisions and open up these cases? Professor Reynolds, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, there are legal actions being taken now. For example, Dr. Wood and I and Ed Haas have filed requests for correction with NIST. I have a federal case now under the QI-TAM statute.
I do, too. I have one I filed in Illinois. Because, see, Muhammad Atta called my place of business because there was a flight school operated out of my place of business in Palos Hills. And I brought that to the government before September 11th, and the FBI agencies out here refused to investigate. So I filed one of those cases about less than 3 weeks ago. And the chief judge of the Seventh Circuit dismissed it, telling me that I had to have a lawyer file it in my behalf. And I have the right under the Constitution, I thought, and from what I read in the law, to file such claim. But he got the information provided to him by the U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald as a suggestion to dismiss my claim until I get an attorney to represent me.
Okay. In my case, attorney Jerry Liebhardt represents me, and other actions similar may be filed. In addition, of course, there are suits by the Ground Zero workers for health reasons. They filed suit against the EPA. And,
but the thing is, all these cases, though, when they get brought into court, they either gag them up or refuse to pursue them through the justices that are sitting in these courts. And I've gone to the Bar Association with a number of whistleblowers that have been tied into the financial areas and various other areas that have been involved in this mechanism to make this September 11th work. And all of them have been placed in a situation where this stuff is being locked and keyed in the court. And then
they bear fruit, and we shouldn't give up. But in addition, when we are rebuffed for invalid reasons, that gives us more cause to publicize the corruption, the degree of error that that has befallen us. So, in a way, we can't lose. We should persist.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Bill, is there any way that the universities, the law departments within the universities,
can do anything? The universities, I've written them off. I've got decades of experience in universities, and they are thoroughly corrupt in terms of it's all about the top line, the revenue line. Mm. The university administrators, of course, that's the game they play, is the numbers game, especially the dollar numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, here's a story for you. Milton Friedman, the famous free market University of Chicago economist, years ago was at Texas A&M, where I was on the faculty. And a question from the audience came, what about the National Science Foundation? And he said, and I agreed with him at the time, but now we see why. What about the National Science Foundation? He says, I'm against it because then the federal government will control all of science, all of scientists.
Well, we're going to break, and we'll be right back with this distinguished panel. We've only got 9 more minutes. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne here on RBN, RepublicBroadcasting.org. And I'm with Dr. Judy Woods, Professor Reynolds, and Alfred Weber. It's amazing. And it's more than we can cover in 3 hours here, the amount of material that all of my guests have. And I want you to go to this internet site, which is www.peaceandspace.org. That's Alfred Weber's site, www.peaceandspace.org. Because there you're going to find about the upcoming meetings in New York. I'm going to have Alfred cover that, but I just want to say really briefly to you something that is really disturbing. It takes us from all the way from 2001 to 2007 for us, the American population, to understand that there was something wrong with September 11th. It takes our officials to deny us the right to venue in court and the right to having our Congress and Senate doing the proper job on both the Republican and Democratic side. It is not a side of which party. It's both parties that are to blame for this mess. Because, again, it is not a situation that you can point your fingers at one or the other. There are people on both sides of the equation and on other parties that are involved with this, a huge network of people that put September 11th together. We have marched. We have complained. There has been lawsuits filed nonstop. I think about the woman I spoke to that was on the phone with John O'Neill at the time he was going into the building in New York and vanished. She was on the phone with him, and he was on his cell phone. And then they found his body later on, kind of just put on top of some of this rubble there. And that's being investigated. Attorney Ambush is working on that case for the family. There's been so much going on and so much material evidence that supports an investigation and supports that there should be something adjudicated. The Supreme Court should be open the doors to investigate. But, again, these people are coming out for your dime, my dime, as far as taxpayers. And they're sitting in these offices, and they are refusing, and they should not be scared because, again, they're supposed to represent the people. And if it is a situation that we're going to see another event of terrorism, in fact, I feel very strongly that they're going to do something. And that's one thing I want to ask my panelists quickly before the end of the broadcast, starting with Professor Morgan Reynolds. Do you feel that there's going to be another September 11th soon?
Well, they clearly are capable of it. They'll do it if they feel they need it. Paul Craig Roberts, who is a Republican intellectual and a former Reagan official, believes that it's coming because the Republicans are toast at the ballot office, the box office, come November 08. If they don't change, they're in a disastrous situation with regard to a most unpopular war. So I'm not in the predicting business here about are we going to have another 9/11 shortly, but we certainly can.
Well, I have to stop. We're at the end of the broadcast. And again, I wish you all well, and I would like to have you all back again on this broadcast. And thank you. Peace and love, everyone. Again, thank you, panel.